DeSantis ad features mom whose son was killed by an illegal alien. This is what happens when we have open borders. By Hannah Blow on September 20, 2022. A new ad for Ron DeSantis, RFL, from the Republican Party of Florida features a Jacksonville mother, Keon, who lost her son after an illegal alien crashed into him, causing his car to flip and ultimately killing the 21-year-old. When our middle son, Brandon, left to go to work, he was only 21 years old, and the last words I said to him was, "I love you," Keon said in the ad, referring to the day an illegal alien killed him. And a twice-deported illegal ran into him and hit him so hard that he caused Brandon's car to flip, and he killed him. "My child was killed by someone who should not have been here," she said. "This is what happens when we have open borders." Keon said she met with Governor DeSantis, a strong opponent of President Biden's open borders policies, which attract even more illegal aliens to the country. She told the governor her son's story and said she saw compassion and concern from DeSantis. "He wanted to make sure other lives were protected. And as a governor, he truly has been upholding the oath that he took, which is to protect Floridians. He not only talks a good talk, but he walks it," she said. "He's been very strong on safety. He's been very strong on law and order. He has made our state one of the safest states to be in. There's no greater leader than Governor DeSantis because he doesn't just listen. He put action behind it," she added. Watch. Indeed, DeSantis has continued to criticize the Biden administration's open borders policies and the dire ramifications of them, including the amount of fentanyl seized, enough to kill tens of millions of Americans. Most recently, DeSantis made national headlines after sending dozens of migrants to Martha's Vineyard, where they remained less than 2 days, as the island's elites essentially deported them off the island in less than 48 hours. "Oh, by the way, they already bussed them out. They're gone," DeSantis said during a Friday press conference, noting the hypocrisy of those who profess to want more mass migration. Despite the fact that the migrants sent to Martha's Vineyard represented just 0.001% of the nation's border crisis as a whole, the island could not tolerate the newcomers. They said, "We want everyone, no one's illegal." And they're gone within 48 hours, DeSantis added.